fake.
Fake or for real?
That's fake. Real and spectacular.
Colin 99.9, Jesse Duran. In the morning on Mondays, we play fake or for real. We have Maria on the line in Fontana. Caller number 9, you're our first contestant on fake or for real.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. You have a chance at these tickets for Aerosmith's Peace Out, the farewell tour, along with special guests, the Black Crowes at Kia Forum. This is going on Saturday, December 7th, a date which will live in infamy because it's their Peace Out tour.
Nice.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We're trying to get you some Aerosmith tickets. You got to guess whether or not what I'm telling you is fake or for real. If you guess correctly, you get into a drawing for the Aerosmith tickets. If you're the only one who gets it right, you automatically win. And here we go. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry first met when Tyler was dating Perry's younger sister. Is that fake or for real?
For real.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's fake.
I feel like that could have ended badly, and I don't think they'd be friends after that.
But it sounds like it could have happened.
It never happened.
You still have a chance if nobody else gets theirs right, Maria, so hold on the line. Hold on. Moving on to caller number 10. We have Wendy on the line in Murrieta.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. Got to get yours right to get into the drawing. And speaking of Aerosmith, Joe Perry first met Steven Tyler when Joe was working fast food and Steven Tyler was a rowdy customer that Joe Perry had to deal with. Is that fake or for real?
Fake.
No, I'm sorry, Wendy. That was for real.
No way.
How they met. Steven Tyler was a rowdy customer at the fast food restaurant Joe Perry worked at, and they sent him out to deal with him. That's how they first met.
That's hilarious. I thought it was fake, too.
And totally believable, though. I can imagine Steven Tyler being a rowdy customer at fast food. Next thing you know, you play the band, so do I. Let's merge our bands. The rest is rock and roll history. Exactly. You still have a chance. Nobody's gotten theirs right yet, Wendy, so hold on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
And moving on to our final contestant, Ricardo and San Bernardino. Get yours right, and you automatically win.
All right, let's go.
Today is Jackie Robinson Day, but it was actually the L.A. Rams and not the Dodgers who first broke the color barrier in the four major sports. Is that fake or for real?
That is fake.
No, I'm sorry, Ricardo. That's for real.
That's for real.
One year before Jackie Robinson, his former teammate at UCLA, a guy by the name of Kenny Washington, was signed and played for the Rams in 1946, a year before Jackie. The Rams, the L.A. Rams, broke the color barrier in the four major sports, not the Dodgers.
History.
They played together at UCLA, both baseball and football.
But everybody...
Everyone gives the love to Jackie, as they should. And today, everyone will be wearing the number 42. But let's not forget about Kenny Washington, who actually broke the color barrier in the NFL a year prior.
Was he a standout player?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, so that's why. All right.
He was good. But, I mean, got injured quickly and wasn't around long. Ricardo, you still have a chance. Nobody's gotten theirs right yet. It's time for Lauren to throw a name up in the air. And who is our winner?
All right, caller number 10, Wendy and Marietta.
I'm sorry, Ricardo. Thanks for trying, okay?
All right, thank you.
But you learned a little something.
Sure did.
Anyway, go Dodgers. And Wendy, you won.
Oh, that's so cool.
Nobody got theirs right. And you get to go see the band that first met each other when the lead singer was being a rowdy customer at a fast food restaurant. And Joe Perry, who worked at that restaurant, had to go out and straighten him out. Hey,
oh,
dude.
I'm never going to forget that.
Get your act together. I'm kicking you out of here. Next thing
Thank you.
They're in a band together. And you're going to see their final farewell tour. Peace out, the farewell tour. Aerosmith.
Thank you.
Along with the Black Crowes, perform live at the Kia Forum.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. You guys are so cool.
Awesome. And coming up next, your chance to join your coolest, most favorite morning show at Morongo this Thursday for our Escape to Hawaii party. Keep it here for the keyword and your shot in for your VIP tickets on Colin.